A return home from military service or from a job in another part of the country is almost always a poignant journey. After 3 years in our nation's capital, former NPR producer Becky Vlamis packed up her belongings and drove home to Chicago. What she found wasn't quite what she expected.
I sacrificed my life in Washington and a promising future at this network simply because I was homesick. In D.C., I could never quite shake the sense that I had left a huge chunk of my soul in Chicago and that the only way to reclaim it was to go back home. So far, the quest to find the real me, the Chicago me, feels more like a journey back in time. Take, for instance, my housing situation. Before I left the Midwest 3 years ago, I lived with my neatnik mother on the second level of a thoroughly dust-free Chicago graystone. 3 years later, I'm back, having the same arguments about how to load the dishwasher and clean the bathroom. I shouldn't complain because I love my mom and the location, an old Swedish neighborhood where crotchety northern Europeans still own tiny delis that sell pickled herring and Tosca tarts. But sometimes I feel like I'm trapped in a sitcom. Now that I'm unemployed and staying with family, it's hard not to see Chicago through the eyes of a much younger version of myself. When I run along the lakefront in the early morning, before the city wakes up, I watch the placid water blend into the horizon and am reminded of my first beachfront jog, ages ago, when I felt like I was privy to some big and wonderful secret. On a recent trip downtown, I found myself slightly disoriented and about to be late for an interview. I darted in the shadows cast by looming skyscrapers on Wabash, humbled by the immensity of my surroundings and the lack of gainful employment, as if I were a hapless grad all over again. It's all a very startling contrast to my life out east, which revolved almost entirely around my career. I, like so many young, college-educated Washingtonians, came to the capital city to work in the world of journalism and politics. Just about everyone I knew there worked in the media politics nexus as well. If these kinds of people existed in the Midwest, I certainly didn't know them. The ubiquity of impressive resumes made my own accomplishments feel smaller than those towers on Wabash ever could. At times, I appreciated the austere beauty of Washington's neoclassical buildings and the vast opportunities within them, but I always blamed the city for not being Chicago. Now, I've left a city where everybody is somebody, for a life in Chicago, in which I'm more or less a nobody. And I don't say that bitterly. It's a great opportunity for a new beginning, so long as I don't wallow in the past. In order to fend off a full-blown identity crisis, I try my best to focus on the little stuff that symbolizes home, like the city's rich ethnic neighborhoods, the endless grind of the L, and hole-in-the-wall bars that sell beer for less than $2. As I become accustomed to this next chapter in life, I often find the little things mean a lot more than I expected.
Becky Vlamis is a writer in Chicago.